Alright, so I did already have one set up. I'm not sure what happened to my last CastBox. So, this is Essence. I had to redo mine. Hey, baby. That's my son in the background. Open the box. Okay. There you go. And, I mean, I don't want to do the welcome cast again. I'll have to find a way to link that again so you guys can, you know, hear a little bit more about me and everything, so just look forward to that. I guess today I'm going to just move forward to my next topic since I had to restart. This is converting to my different lifestyle changes. Basically, I'm starting like an untraditional hippie modern day type lifestyle. I basically love the concept and beliefs of, like, modern-day hippies, but there are, like, certain things that I just don't understand, like, how they work, or I don't come to their agreement, so my problem is trying to find something to follow, and I have a really hard time figuring out where I belong, and I'm done with trying to figure out where I fit in, and I'm just going to be the one that stands out. So, to be, you know, loyal to myself, I understand myself fully, so I basically, you know, starting my own movement. even though I believe in doing, you know, whatever and wearing whatever, saying how I feel, spreading love and peace always, my lifestyle and origin of beliefs are a lot different than about 98%. Of the hippie population. You guys may not think there's a lot of hippies out there, but we're a community. And I mean, the way I combine it all, it's untraditional. It's not really the same as the way everybody else works. My beliefs, when it comes to religions, spiritual beliefs, I'm not really sure which category to take. Basically, just put it this way, I believe in a higher power. I believe my loved ones, whose souls were once living on earth, now speak silently through their touch. Their movements are loud. You know, I feel my mom, I do, all the time. I hear her speaking to me anytime that I have, you know, trouble with friendships, relationships. There's always a voice, whether it's my mom, whether it's my Aunt Sylvia, whether it's my Aunt Grace. Man, it's like they all speak to me. Anything that they would have said while they were here definitely plays in my head. I would play the situation to where it's like I'm sitting on the couch and I'm just breaking down to them because they're the older ones that I know I could always run to and turn to. And you know, everything that they would say if they were sitting right here with me would play clear as day in my head, like clear as day. So I know that they're listening, they're watching, they're helping me through everything. So, yeah, I count on them all the time. Of course, you know, we are in control of a lot of things in life, but we can't control anything. I mean, everything, not anything. We control some things, but we can't control everything. We have the help of a higher power, a higher spirit, higher souls, an angel, whatever you would like to call it. I'm very open-minded. I believe in everybody's beliefs, really. Your beliefs are exactly that. It's what you believe in. And if you believe it brings the best out of you, then who am I to say that that's not right? Who am I to say that, you know, that doesn't exist or, you know, that's incorrect? I believe that you are right about you. Only person that knows you best is you. So be true to what you believe in, and I can get down with that. With whatever you get down with. As my Cuban friend would say, dale. Shout out to Linda. My lifestyle is this. There's good in everyone. I just want to see it and show you that it's not a lie. I know a lot of people don't believe it. A lot of people say, you know, evil walks upon this earth. It's just evil everywhere. Yeah, there is. But there's a lot of good in people. Even the devil was once an angel. So you gotta remember, you know, not everybody is bad. Close it. Well, you gotta do this.
Close it.
All right, hold on. Watch this. There you go. That doesn't fit. All right. That's my son. Sorry. A smile is so contagious, it's crazy. You'd be amazed at what a smile can do, what a hug can do, like, to a hurt soul. I've been through a lot. Really? Can you take that to the room? Go take it to the room. Thank you, baby. But yeah, it can do a lot to a hurt soul. I've been through a lot in life, and it's insane how far I've come. Just by being a positive spirit. And I've realized that that's what's taken me this far, is pulling out the positive in things, not always thinking negatively. I have thought negatively, don't get me wrong. You know, I do have my down days or where I'm, you know, super irate and I get out of character. But the thing is that, you know, you have to admit to those faults. And the only thing that you really have to do is, you know, you have to stay positive sometimes, though. I realized that you have to say it's going to be okay yourself and not rely on the world telling you it's going to be okay, because sometimes the world may not think it's going to be okay, but you'll be all right. I'd be the first one to tell you. But, you know, who doesn't have their down days? I have a whole bunch of those, but that's what I can do. I can admit to that and say, hey, I got to stay positive. I got to move forward. I can't stop now. The best thing in life is really forgiveness. No one forgets the things in life. Trust me, I don't forget anything. I remember every single bad, good, mediocre thing that's ever happened to me. But forgiveness and moving on is a much better feeling, because, you know, just letting that go and letting that be in the past, kind of, you know, pushing it to the side. Well, of course, you know, expressing your feelings, don't hold it in, but just getting that out and moving on from it, saying, yeah, that happened, yeah, you know, it was bad, or yeah, it was great, but I gotta move on. You know, life keeps going, the days don't stop. As long as the sun sets and rises, you know, that's another day that you gotta keep it pushing. Becoming one with yourself and sort of separating that from a mainstream and stereotypes and just thriving in whatever you believe in, that can take you a very long way. I've also learned that meditation is another big part of changing, you know, my mood. But the thing is, meditation is a whole nother subject. I'd have to get into that in a different podcast. I am reaching my limit here. I did promise that I was going to keep my podcast short and sweet. I want to keep it under the 10-minute mark, just because I know people lose interest. You have the same voice for too long, you're like, oh, okay, I'm done. So I want to make sure that I keep my listeners here and actively listening. So at this moment, I hope you guys enjoyed listening to me, you know, the change in lifestyle that is ahead of me, and hopefully later on down the line I can give a little bit more detail and, you know, tell you guys the steps that I'm taking in a little bit, you know, break it down a little bit more. So this is Essence, Sadie's Essence Podcast on CastBox. I thank you guys so much for listening, sweet peas. Until we speak again, good night.